1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With just over 50 days until Election Day, Attorney General Merrick Garland addressing staff at the Justice Department today, praising their independent work and rejecting the political rhetoric and claims he says the DOJ has been weaponized.
The public servants of the Department of Justice do not bend to politics and that they will not break under pressure.
Presidential candidates taking their message from the debate stage to voters in swing states today. Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Donald Trump campaigns in Arizona later today. Francine moving slowly northeast after making landfall as a hurricane near New Orleans last night. Flooding and possible tornadoes remain a threat for Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Arkansas today. In Iraq, U.S. Embassy officials confirm an attack at the Baghdad Diplomatic Services compound. There were no reported casualties at that facility. The investigation into the attack continues. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will be considering the 2025 budget. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch presented the proposed 2025 county budget to members of the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee Tuesday night. The preliminary budget revenue and expense is $42.5 million. Budget highlights include an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, and a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800. No general fund balance contingency funds or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget. This budget, as presented, does not include a request by Sheriff Clay Porter for an additional patrol deputy, which would allow the department to fill the position of court security. This position would increase the budget by around $50,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will dive into the Marquette University Law School polling, plus special guest host Earl Ingram Jr. Don't miss it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 12:06 on Thursday, September 12th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Hazy from that smoke out west, Mr. Zommers, but a beautiful day here in the Capital City.
A beautiful day indeed.
Great to be back with you here live in the studios. We were live, of course, yesterday from Waukesha at the big world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Wow, it was absolutely fantastic. Going to get to that in a minute, but first of all, looking at the birthday calendar, the Albaugh Show birthday calendar on this 12th of September, big shout out to a friend and a former coworker, Mr. Tevis Linzer. Happy birthday to him. And he's one of these guys, Mr. Zommers. Tevis, by the way, Tevis, a cool name, right? I was named after Abraham Lincoln's slightly wacky wife. Tevis, his parents named him after a cool horse race out in California.
Oh, nice.
It's a long story, but it's fantastic. So Tevis's birthday is today. Now, we all have these people that come into our lives and make ourselves this better. We're better off for having cool people come into our lives. He's one of those that has come into mind over the years. And they also, I think, when you certain people, they introduce you to new music, new art. And every time you hear or see something, you think of them. And one of these cool music groups that he listened to that I got to know was called Camp. And we're not talking about like in a tent or a trailer. It's C-A-A-M-P. Now, you're a young person, Zommers. Do you know Camp?
Not well.
Really? They're a great group.
I've heard some of their songs. Like, I think I've heard at least the first one you're about to share with us.
Well, this one, they kind of do up-tempo things. Here's a little song called, for all you listeners out there, this is Camp, a little taste of a song called Peach Fuzz. Here we go, Mr. Thomas. Cool song. I mean, that's a song you could dance to, you can iron to, you can hike to.
Absolutely.
Great song. So they have to do something a little more. This is the title track off of their album called By and By. This is Camp and By and By.
Driving through West Virginia.
And I've seldom been thinner with that chip on my shoulder. And this past year I got so much older. Looking back over my life, spent the most of it tongue-tied. I wish I'd had more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about every day on my mind a typical way. Are you a life force?
How about that?
Thinking about
like that? Every
day. Yeah, definitely.
Love that song. Great song, great group. Again, Camp. Camp.
With two A's.
Two A's. C-A-A-M-P.
A very unique voice. I like when bands and singers have unique voices, something that you can pinpoint immediately.
Right.
Just a different timbre than you're used to.
100%. And just like I call it almost a haunting in some of the, and you know this, I've said this, I like things that are well written, and many of their, all their songs, just very, very well written and very well performed. They'll often, no, I shouldn't say often, but they, another group called Mount Joy, they'll tour, appear sometimes. And my friends Joe and Rachel out in Colorado, they saw Mount Joy and Camp together in a performance out there. So it was just fantastic. So anyway, thanks to, and Tevis and I, we worked together at the old L.L. Bean, and that's how I got to know Tevis and his music. And then our CEO of the company came out, and he controlled, the CEO of L.L. Bean, if you ever go into a store and hear the Muzak over this, he controls it. He's into it, and he controls it. And so when he visited our store here in Madison, and I said, he said, anybody have any requests? And I said, yeah, can you play more Camp? And so if you go into an L.L. Bean and you hear more Camp than other places, it's because we asked him, and it's because of Tevis. So how about that?
His.
I just passed it on. And Tevis is one of these guys. Not only is he cool and nice, he's also enormously brilliant. Graduated from UW with a biomedical engineering degree. And now is getting a master's in that.
So, I was going to say it works at L.L. Bean, but no. Okay, continuing.
No. He did that as a part-time gig. You know, and he's one of these guys. He's going to win like a big, maybe not Nobel Prize, but he'll win some big award for helping humanity. And I'll just say, hey, I knew that guy. You know. Hopefully, I still know him by then. Anyway, happy birthday, Tev. Hope you have a wonderful day, whatever you are doing. And cheers and good health to you. We're waiting for Trygve Olsen, our a wonderful friend and ongoing contributor from the Lincoln Project, to talk a little bit more about the debate from Wednesday night. But I want to also mention yesterday we were in Waukesha at the Marcus Majestic Theater for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Wow. Huge shout out and thank you to the co-producers of that production, Kelly Call, Sean Hanisch, and Paul Jacoby Berry. Also to the marketing and media guy, Mark Cass. All fantastic people. And for them to allow us to be a small part of promoting them and allowing us to be there and do our show yesterday, coming on the program and talking to us, and then we got to stick around and see this movie last night. I'm not going to spoil anything. And again, we all know the story, or most of us do, of the 82 Brewers. They went to the World Series. Sadly, they came up just a bit outside of winning. That's not spoiling the movie. There are things I did not, I mean, Kelly said yesterday on the show, and he said to me after we get off the air, he just had like this gleam in his eye, and he goes, you're going to cry. You're going to get emotional. And I thought, am I? I'm kind of an emotional guy, but I thought, I know the story, but I'm telling you, and I'm not going to tell you why, but the last 10 minutes of the movie, I don't want to say it was a constant stream of tears, but there were several occasions over the last 10 minutes where I had a tear running down my cheek. But you leave not feeling sad, but uplifted. I'm not going to give everything away, but if it's possible, you get emotional and there's tears, but yet you leave the theater uplifted. And that's some of the best movie making I've ever seen.
Yeah, truly, from what it sounds like, again, I was not there, so I haven't seen it yet. It sounds like just an excellent piece of storytelling. Yeah. And it's from the perspective of all the players, which I cannot wait. Yesterday during the show, I was just smiling the whole time, hearing everybody and how excited they are, how excited Jeff Perry is to see it, how excited the players are to see it, how excited the filmmakers are for everyone else to see it.
Right? No, it really is. I'm doing a little, if you could help me out, Mr. Zomers, I'm going to, I'll talk a bit about the movie. If you could send our friend Trigby a StreamYard. Well, there he is. He found it on live radio. But yeah, it was, it's one of those movies. And what's the cool thing is so many of the 82 Brewers were there. And for my, and again, what makes this doc, it's a documentary film, but unlike a lot of documentaries, there's no narrator in the film. So there's not like a Morgan Freeman saying, you know, it was 1970 in the
It's kind of like that Wham documentary that Trigby had me watch a while ago.
There you go. It's much like that, I think. And really, if there are narrators or the main people telling the story in this film, just a bit outside the story of the 82 Brewers, Robin Yount, Ted Simmons was fantastic in this movie, and also a Pete Vukovich. The three of them, and there are a lot more people talking in the film. You know, Bud Selig is there, the former owner, went on to be commissioner of baseball. But Yount, Simmons, and Vukovich, to me, were the three big breakout stars in this movie in terms of their ability to tell this story and really make it impactful. And what I thought was so interesting yesterday about Paul Jacoby Beery, one of the producers, who is not from Wisconsin. Kelly and Sean, of course, are from Wisconsin, but Paul is a California dude, and just he nailed it yesterday that even if you're not a huge sports person or even if you're not from Wisconsin, the movie is still impactful because it really is a love story between a franchise and the community. And we bring on our ongoing contributor, and speaking of that, a Packer owner, but also the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson, joining us from our nation's capital. Trigby, great to have you with us. I was just talking about being at this big premiere last night of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. And it really is this love story between, at the time in the 80s, you know, Milwaukee, who had gone through a lot of economic trouble with companies leaving. Schlitz, big employer, big beer company, had closed down. And this ragtag group of in some cases truly kids, and they fire Buck Rogers middle of the season, and they let a guy who'd been around for a while, an original Milwaukeean, Harvey Keene, who he has a he had to have a leg amputated at one point in his life. He was a huge ball player, very successful, but because of his diabetes, he lost a leg, and he made the choice. He didn't want a prosthetic at the time. He literally wanted a peg leg for his prosthetic. And he and his wife lived above a bar in downtown Milwaukee, and he would have the guys, after they got done with the game, come on over, and they'd fix him dinner and buy him drinks at this bar. And right. And I hesitate to tell the story because I want people to go see the film to experience it like I did for the first time. So I'm not going to tell you the story. But Ted Simmons tells a story about Harvey Keene and what he thought of meetings. Mm-hmm. And for a guy who's not big on meetings, I was probably the biggest laugh line in the movie for me. So go and see
Harvey's
it.
Wall bangers, man. I remember that. I was like in eighth grade when they... Pete Vukovich, wasn't he the knuckle curve guy?
Yeah.
I think he was. He's like a total junk ball pitcher.
And here's the thing that I guess I've always appreciated baseball, but to hear them talk about the pitching between Vukovich and Simmons, the art of pitching, and how Vukovich, because of an injury, didn't have a great fastball in the playoffs that year.
No.
He had to use the art.
He's a junk baller.
Exactly. Come on back, talk a little bit about Packers and more about the politics with Trigby Olson right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or...
News from the Center, WRCE.
1, 2, 3.
I got lost down in Rio. I was running from the FBI. Yeah, they had me on some charges back in San Antonio.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon. A little bit more camp there. Mr. Zomers, which one is that when you dialed up?
Keep the Blues Away.
It's a great song. It's a great song. Happy birthday, Mr. Linzer, who introduced me to camp. But that's a great music. You ever heard of camp before, Trigby? Have your kids ever told you about camp?
No.
Did you like that? I like that kind of style of music. Kind of bluegrassy. Yeah. Earthy. Anyway, talking to Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, just to finish up on this movie I saw last night. It is in Marcus Theaters across select cities in Wisconsin starting on Friday. There is another premiere tonight in Brookfield. You can check the site just a bit outside themovie.com, but I believe the show in Brookfield is sold out tonight. There may be a couple of tickets left, but then there are certainly tickets available on Friday for this movie just a bit outside. And Zomers, you're going on Friday, right?
I sure am. Also, Thursday is sold out.
All right. Thank you very much. Trigby, to answer your question, so I'm looking at the roster. I have this magazine.
Yeah,
from
I'm
82.
Looking at it, too.
Yeah. So you had Cecil Cooper, Jimmy Gantner, Paul Molitor, Don Money. Remember Don Money? Ben Ogilvy,
oh, yeah,
Ted
Don
Simmons, Robin Yount.
Larry Heisel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just some real – and Slayton was on there. We had Slayton on the show yesterday with Moose Haas. And the cool thing is – and again, I'm not going to give away the movie, but to listen to these guys all these years later, a couple of things stood out. Teamwork. The fact that Robin Yount had to end up getting Bud Selig, the owner, to tell the GM and the manager, no, Yount's going to play because he was injured. And they wanted to take him out. And he said, I'm a baller. I'm here to play ball. And it was Selig who said, I told him, I said, kid, don't worry about it. Play. I'll take responsibility. I mean, what I know there are professional athletes out there, Trigby. You follow football. You're technically, yes, a Packer owner. But it mm-hmm. to take us back to those days when professional athletes, I don't know. I mean, is it fair to say didn't have the attitude or didn't have the money and the living McMansions? A lot of these guys on the 82 Brewers, they were just living in apartments in Milwaukee and drinking with the public and were just real people. And those are the kind of guys you want to cheer for.
Well, I mean, it was a different deal. You know, you watch some of these videos and they're sitting in the clubhouse smoking and drinking beer. Right?
Yes, like, the Brewers, Vukovich.
Yeah. It's a different, it's just different, right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
But not necessarily,
you know,
similar to the,
I was just,
go ahead.
Huh?
I was going to say, not dissimilar to some of the teams that Lombardi had at the Packers. You know, Max McGee, a guy was going out drinking and showing up, you know, hungover and scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Brett Favre was maybe doing a little bit of that before he sobered up. But some of it is, I just think, you know, if you look at sports with kids and the level of competition and, you know, it's all much more specialized and kids have to make a determination what sports they're going to play. They're not playing every sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, that it's just different. I was going to say, though, it's interesting. Don Sutton, I just read, 4 votes short of ever getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Never got in the Hall of Fame. He's a great pitcher.
Great pitcher.
They had some great players on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, iconic guys. Bunch of Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a great
film. I can't wait to see the movie. Yep, and, you know, I'm a Twins fan, but
I know
I remember that season.
But I think vividly. As someone who appreciates sports in general and appreciates just a good story, I really think that anybody, including yourself, is going to get something out of it. Terry listening in Cross Plains on WMDX says, Todd, I took my husband to the film for our 40th anniversary. Well, very good, Terry. I'm sorry I didn't see you last night. It was so great to hear the firsthand account the players had. It must have been hard for them to go through that loss again. I don't know how anyone could make it through without tearing up. I appreciate the players showing up and signing memorabilia. Go Brewers. Well, I'm sorry I missed you, Terry. Kelly Call, one of the producers, said to me on and off the air yesterday, he said, you're going to tear up. You're going to cry. I'm like, really? I told Zomers, last 10 minutes, I had a couple of tears. I mean, it's very emotional to hear this from guys.
I mean, here's the thing about sports, right? Like, when you think about it, and as you know, Todd, a while back, my buddy Tyler Dunn, who I've introduced you to, who has a great pro football site. He used to be at the Journal Sentinel covering the Packers, and now he has a site called Go Long TD. He asked me to come on his podcast as one of his subscribers with Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. And Brett and I ended up having a long conversation just about all the moments where, you know, that had meaning to me in my family that he helped make on the field. And I think something like the 82 Brewers brings people together. It brings families together. It's the kind of things people talk about years later. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when I was never a big baseball guy, neither was my dad. But, you know, when I was giving his eulogy, what I talked about is him calling me up my freshman year of college or sophomore year of college and saying, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? Do you want to go to Minneapolis for a beer and some hot dogs? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, man, I want to go drink beer on Water Street and chase girls. And he's like, well, that's too bad because I got two tickets to the World Series game. And it was literally one of the most memorable moments with my dad. I'll take it to my grave. It's one of the great moments.
Yeah.
And that's what sports kind of does.
It does. And as you've pointed out so many times, whether it's the Brewers or the Packers, the Badgers, what have you, that people aren't looking at what political hat they're wearing. No, nobody there last night was talking politics. Nobody there last night, Trigvy, was talking about the debate. They were talking about stories just like you said. And for me, it was in middle school in 82, watching those games with my grandparents. I can still hear my grandpa's laugh and excitement of seeing these guys, you know, get so close, during the World Series. Troy in Mount Horeb, who was our grand prize winner, by the way, in our text to win contest, was great meeting Troy and his lovely wife last night. Because you never know, right? Sometimes when you meet people who listen to you, you're like, I got to spend 2 hours with these people. That was not the case. It was fantastic.
Does that happen?
Not our listeners.
Not our listeners. No. But you hear
what people are saying.
People are saying some stories. But no, Troy and his wife could not have been nicer, could not have been cooler and more appreciative. And Troy got to meet Kelly and Sean after the film. We got the picture taken with them. And he says, this was an amazing movie and everyone should watch it. Thanks again. It was our pleasure, Troy. And thanks to you, your wife, for being loyal listeners. We appreciate that. About a minute here left, Trigvy. We're going to take a break and come back. Let's set this up. You tweeted something out this morning. Maybe one of the clips from the debate between Harris and Trump that got underreported this week. Just set it up and tell people what it was about, and we'll come back and listen and discuss it.
During the debate, I caught that, it just was kind of one of those things that sort of perked my ears up. Donald Trump said, when I met Putin after I left, and it really wasn't getting a lot of attention, and I tweeted out the clip and just said, you know, basically, somebody needs to ask the campaign, what's he talking about here? The tweet kind of went viral. I think it was up to like 15,000 people had liked it, and I don't know. An insane amount of people shared it. I do have the answer, though.
All right, very good. Of. Your tweets tend to do that, Trigvy Olson. We'll come back and talk with Trigvy Olson, Lincoln Projects. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday, September 12th, on Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
California has confirmed that dairy herds tested positive for the highly pathogenic avian influenza. There have been 8 livestock herds affected in the last 30 days. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. But what do California's detections mean for Wisconsin producers? Jenny Wackershauser, a dairy broker and analyst at EverEgg, says the bird flu in California adds to a perfect storm that tightens milk supply.
So we're seeing bird flu move through U.S. markets, U.S. milk sheds at different times. California has just had some of its first confirmed cases. And coming out of some strong heat out in our western areas. So we're also moving into some new capacity levels in some of our production facilities that's allowing, finally allowing a lot of producers to be able to ramp up production at the same time that we're limited on heifers. So we're kind of getting a little bit of a perfect storm on some things, hampering the ability to ramp up supply.
Jenny Wackershauser with EverEgg says tight supply due to bird flu and a heat wave out west is price supportive for Wisconsin dairy farmers. We'll take a look at what commodity prices are doing next.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Thursday from Chicago, grain markets are seeing some strength, but milk prices are giving back some of the gains they saw this week. However, they're still hovering above that $23 a hundredweight mark. December corn is up a quarter of a cent at $4.05 a bushel. November soybeans up 8 cents, trading at $10.08 and a half. And December wheat is up 6¾ cents, trading at $5.86. The October Class 3 milk contract is trading down 34 cents at $23.56 a hundredweight. The November contract is 30 cents lower, trading at $23.03 a hundredweight. That's what's happening in the markets on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. More cool music from that great new music movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, out in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin, starting this Friday, September 13th. Joined as we are each and every week, we was so kind and said I'll slip over to the Thursday time slot because we were down in Milwaukee yesterday for that world premiere on Wednesday in his normal time slot. Trygve Olsen, a former Republican like myself, a native of beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin, where we were so fortunate to do the show. Got to go back there, Trygve, at some point. And now he is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us from the nation's capital, Trygve Olsen. The cool thing is, and you know this, Trygve, you've done this much more than I have, but when you go to stuff like this, you kind of network and you find people in your genre, cool people. Two of the guys I got to meet last night, yeah. Tim Carney and Kyle Carney, they have a great show on YouTube called Sports Talk with Dad. And what it is, really? Is, yeah, and these two guys are a father and son team. The dad is on radio for a lot of years in Wisconsin, and now they do this great sports talk show on YouTube, but we're going to have them on in the future. But it's called Sports Talk with Dad, Tim and Kyle Carney. Look it on up. Trygve, diving in a little bit to the debate between Harris and Trump on Wednesday, and again, you had this tweet this morning that you picked this up, but of course, for those that haven't listened before, you have fought autocracies around the world. You're banned from Russia by Putin himself. You've gone up against Belarusians. You know this stuff. And you picked up that Trump said in the debate, or at least seemed to insinuate, that he had met with Vladimir Putin after he was out of office. Here's the actual clip from the debate on Wednesday night.
I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened. And in fact, when I saw Putin after I left, unfortunately left because our country has gone to hell.
After I left, when I saw Putin after I left, Trygve Olsen explained.
So the campaign basically was asked, I talked to a reporter who saw the tweet and asked the campaign, they said he has not met with Putin. So it does beg the question, why did he say that? What did he imply? You know, if he, I knew that he probably had not met with Putin. Putin's been under war crimes. Like, where is he going to meet with Putin unless he'd gone to Russia? And I can't imagine, given this, some of Donald Trump's legal problems, that I don't even know if he has a passport still. But it then begs the question, well, what did he mean by that? Had he talked to Putin on the phone? Like, what is he alluding to? So anyway, it struck me as one of those things that wasn't getting coverage and I thought needs to get asked. So I put it out into the Twitterverse and it took off and it got asked.
So they're claiming that he didn't, but again, it seems either A, it feeds into, it factualizes, or at least appears to help factualize questions that are finally being asked about Trump's cognitive abilities after, you know, Biden was relentlessly asked about his cognitive abilities. Mm-hmm. So either A, he's not remembering or making things up, which means that he might not be well mentally, or B, he, in fact, to your point, has talked at least to Putin or Zoomed or whatever, and the campaign is just trying to cover it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're saying he has not met with Putin. It was obvious he hadn't met with Putin.
Mm-hmm. Putin in person.
Putin's not traveling.
Right.
Yeah, there. I mean, that just wasn't happening.
Right.
It does. It begs all those questions. You'll also notice when he's in that same clip set, during when he's talking, he refuses to come out and say that he'd like to see Ukraine win the war.
Yes.
Which, quite frankly, is antithetical to Reagan-esque conservatism.
I think Mr. Zomers, if we have that clip, Zomers, let me know. There's one from Wednesday night.
It'll be just a moment.
Yeah. So, bottom line is, you know, I just felt like it was something that wasn't being discussed and ended up having a little bit of ability to impact what was going to be kinds of questions they were going to get asked.
Yeah, I'm so glad that
so
you
did. So I
did
it. It also got picked up. There was like a Raw story about me tweeting that and a bunch of other stuff. you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But I knew going in that it was going to probably kick over a beehive.
Well, because, and you've talked about this as somebody that worked for John McCain and others, so much of what's coming out of Trump world right now and Trumpism and MAGA is just, it's not conservative ideas. It's not even Republican ideas. It's certainly, as you say, antithetical on the opposite side of what Ronald Wilson Reagan was, which was strong in defense against communism. And again and again, we keep hearing Trump and Vance just saying things that are off the wall. I thought it was telling that even what I read, Lindsey Graham, one of his greatest allies in the U.S. Senate, Republican, even Lindsey Graham admitted that Trump had a terrible night. Fox News, you know, was saying that he had a terrible night. And you know, when Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. says you had a bad night, you might have had a bad night. I guess just
yeah, and yet he lies seamlessly. I mean, yeah. And I think he truly believes it. I mean, he was standing there. Well, all the polls said, one said 95-8, 95-2, and like whatever. The reality is, he says this stuff, and I think he's not well. I mean, I think he truly believes some of that stuff. I think it's possible that some of the people around him feed him stuff like that simply to feed his ego. And the reason that people like Putin, you know, are okay with Trump or Kim Jong-un or Xi or the rest of them, he's incredibly easy to manipulate. And what the world saw with Kamala Harris is the other side of that, which is something we at the Lincoln Project learned a while ago. The counter side to that is it's very easy to hook his child. Right. And then you get crazy stuff like in Ohio, they're stealing pets and eating cats and dogs, which is really just an attempt to dehumanize those people who've come here and immigrants. And it's the kind of thing, quite frankly, that used to get said long ago about the Irish or the Scandinavians or others who've come to this country. And you would think in 2024, and that was kind of the point of what I think Harris was doing, we should be better than that.
Right. Here's this clip. Here's a clip.
And you know, it's just, it's like the other piece of it is J.D. Vance was defending that. Well, we started getting calls to my office, so it needs to be investigated. And it's Caitlin Collins, which proves a broken clock can ask good questions twice a day, asked him, well, if you started getting calls from people who were saying they had seen Bigfoot, would you be investigating Bigfoot?
Right. No, that's very true. Here's this cut. This is Donald Trump on Ukraine.
Into other countries. You have said you would solve this war in 24 hours. You said so just before the break tonight. How exactly would you do that? And I want to ask you a very simple question tonight. Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop. I want to save lives that are being uselessly, people being killed by the millions. It's the millions. It's so much worse than the numbers that you're getting, which are fake numbers. Look, we're in for $250 billion or more because they don't ask Europe, which is a much bigger beneficiary to getting this thing done than we are. They're in for $150 billion less because Biden and you don't have the courage to ask Europe like I did with NATO. They paid billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars when I said, either you pay up or we're not going to protect you anymore. So that's maybe one of the reasons they don't like me as much as they like weak people. But you take a look at what's happening. We're in for $250 to $275 billion. They're into $100 to $150. They should be forced to equalize. With that being said, I want to get the war settled. I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well. I have a good relationship, and they respect your president, okay? They respect me. They don't respect Biden. How would you respect him? Why? For what reason? He hasn't even made a phone call in 2 years to Putin, hasn't spoken to anybody. They don't even try and get it. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened. And in fact, when I saw Putin after I left, unfortunately left because our country has gone to hell. But after I left, when I saw him building up soldiers, he did it after I left.
I said, oh, he must be negotiating. It must be a good, strong point of negotiation. Well, it wasn't, because Biden had no idea how to talk to him. He had no idea how to stop it. And now you have millions of people dead, and it's only getting worse, and it could lead to World War III. Don't kid yourself, David. We're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's... Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a president.
And just to clarify,
they
here...
They threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know. Is he our president? But we have a president...
Mr. President...
...that doesn't know he's alive.
Your time is up. Just to clarify in the question, do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
All right.
Negotiate a deal.
All right.
Because we...
So the reason I wanted to let that play out for so long, not to give Trump all that airtime, but because we get people that say, oh, you're splicing things. Oh, you're taking Trump out of context. I wanted to let that play out so that our listeners could hear that David Muir, one of the moderators on Wednesday night, gave Trump multiple opportunities to simply say, yes. Do you want Ukraine to win the war? Yes. And Trigvi, he wouldn't do it. Ronald Reagan would have said yes the first thing.
100%. Second of all, he's not really telling the truth about the about U.S. versus European aid in terms of what the numbers are. He doesn't have the actual numbers. The reality is, if he want the person who could end the war tomorrow isn't Donald Trump, it's Vladimir Putin. The bottom line is Vladimir Putin wants to end the war with him basically controlling Ukraine. And that's not what, quite frankly, the U.S. agreed to when the Cold War ended.
Right.
Or the British, or the Russians, for that matter. And it's just, and then he's, with the World War III stuff, he's literally parroting Russian talking points.
Yeah, it's things that you've seen come out of the Kremlin and other places in the world.
I mean, it's the same crap that the Russians used to always push during the Cold War.
Right.
Because the truth is, to quote John McCain, Russia is nothing more than a gas station with nuclear weapons. Now that said, it matters to he's again trying to take advantage. It's what irritated me from the beginning with Trump, and it had to do with a whole lot of things. Yard signs to World War III, so it runs the gambit. Mm-hmm. He is taking advantage of well-intended American people, like my bunch of my friends who've now seen the light, most of them, in Western Wisconsin. And the truth of the matter is, you know, they charge now for field signs. The contract for signs up until 2016 was always through a vendor who made a small profit, and they were sold at cost. After Donald Trump became the nominee, you know what happened? An LLC was created that you can't tell who runs it, and suddenly they started charging outrageous prices for the yard signs. Mm-hmm. My buddies who wanted Trump signs in 2016 who were paying $50 for the yard signs to enrich Donald Trump and Jared Kushner is what it looks like, allegedly. Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous. It's taking advantage of him. That's what he is. He's a con man. And Marco Rubio, I'll say this, Kamala Harris did a way better job of taking him apart than Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or the rest of them did. But Marco Rubio had it right. If Donald Trump hadn't inherited all the money from his father, he'd have been hucking fake Rolexes on a street in Manhattan.
Well said, Trigvi. Absolutely.
And it's sad that Marco has gone the route of, I'm going to kiss some patootie. But anyway.
And you know, I get a kick out of Nikki Haley. I'm standing by. I'm waiting in the wings. I can help out at any time.
Exactly.
There's a real profile in courage. Nikki
Haley.
If
you're a Republican, if you're a traditional Republican, if you're a Gen Xer who came of age during Ronald Reagan, put your thinking cap on.
Yeah. It's really
put your thinking cap on.
And then,
did you cheer? He's cheering for the Russians in Ukraine. Did you cheer for the frickin' Russians in Red Dawn when Patrick Swayze was being attacked?
Great questions from Trigvi Olsen. Back with your phone calls after this, 855-752-4842. Could Harris have had a better night? Taylor Swift said, hold my beer. We'll be back after this and explain.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently. Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage. The role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Taylor Swift. Zomer is dialing up the Swifty music. As if the night could not have gotten any better for Vice President Kamala Harris, she said metaphorically, hold my beer, Taylor Swift did, and she endorsed the vice president after the debate last night. J.D. Vance was asked afterwards what he thought of the Taylor Swift endorsement. Here he is.
How do you speak to women voters who obviously they care about what she thinks?
Of course. Well, look, we admire Taylor Swift's music, but I don't think most Americans, whether they like her music or fans of hers or not, are going to be influenced by a billionaire celebrity who I think is fundamentally disconnected from the interests and the problems of most Americans. Look, when
a billionaire who's disconnected from America.
I wonder if he'd say the same thing about Peter Thiel, his mentor and cabana boy. Well, he is actually Peter Thiel's cabana boy.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm in rare form today,
it's fantastic.
Todd,
I know,
you
love it.
For those who are watching on the stream, here's the other thing. The fact that she signed it, Love Taylor, single cat, childless cat lady,
yes,
is the ultimate proverbial finger to J.D. Vance. And I'll tell you what, J.D., you think they don't care? 300,000 visits to vote.gov to register to vote because after Taylor Swift did that. Keep it up, buddy. You're going to get the Kelce brothers, who I bet you'll care about in Ohio the next time. Jason Kelce moves back to New Heights and runs against you. I'll bet you'll care.
The number is also probably higher than 300,000 because that's just using her link. Somebody might have seen it and thought later, you know what? I will go to that website.
Yeah, great.
You're messing. You're barking up the wrong tree, and I know you're all about cats and dogs, JD.
don't just not mess with Taylor Swift, but you don't. Did you see this tribute today from Linda Ronstadt? The longtime country singer Linda. So Trump.
I've been cheated.
Yes. Linda Ronstadt put this out this morning because Trump is holding a rally today in her hometown of Tucson. Linda, I'm going to read this quickly. This is from Linda Ronstadt this morning. Quote, Donald Trump is holding a rally on Thursday in a rented hall in my hometown of Tucson. I would prefer to ignore that sad fact, but since the building has my name on it, I need to say something. It saddens me to see the former president bring his hate show to Tucson, a town with deep Mexican-American roots and a joyful, tolerant spirit. I don't just deplore his toxic politics, his hatred of women, immigrants, and people of color, his criminality, dishonesty, and ignorance, although there's that. For me, it comes down to this. In Nogales and across southern the border, the Trump administration systematically ripped apart migrant families seeking asylum. Family separation made orphans and thousands of little children and babies and brutalized their desperate mothers and fathers. It remains a humanitarian catastrophe that Physicians for Human Rights said met the criteria for torture. There is no forgiving or forgetting the heartbreak he caused. Trump first ran for president warning about rapists coming in from Mexico. I'm worried about keeping the rapist out of the White House. Signed, Linda Ronstadt. P.S. to J.D. Vance. I raised two adopted children in Tucson as a single mom. They are both grown and living on their own houses. I live with a cat. Am I a childless cat lady because I'm unmarried and didn't give birth to my kids? Call me what you want, but this cat lady will be voting proudly in November for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Signed, Linda Ronstadt. Don't mess with Linda Ronstadt, Trigby.
Don't mess with any of them. They have no idea. And I'll tell you what, while I'm on the rant, for all you people who like to go to Trump rallies, you want to see what a real event looks like with really fired up people on a positive-based movement? Go to a Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
Because you know what? She gets up there and opines for 3 hours. Everybody shows up 3 hours early. They leave an hour late, and no one leaves the building while she's up there on stage. And not only that, they all share hugs and give friendship bracelets even to old men like me. Not pass around MAGA hats and wear shirts that say, we don't like the brown people.
Trigby is on. I love it. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison. Dick, quickly, what do you got for us?
Oh, man. She should have ended it with, you're no good, you're no good.
That's
100%.
But to his rambling and ranting, and now it's supposedly his people, his handlers, they call him or whatever, there's nobody going to handle the guy. They were kicking around this morning. We got to get him focused on the issues and on policy. Here's the problem. He has no policies. He has no issues. He said all these things in 16 and did none of them. Going to build a wall. Didn't build a wall. Going to best health care in the world. Didn't do it. Right on down the line. You could go a million things he said he was going to. Oh, big pharma, I'm going to take them on, and we'll show them, and we'll clean that mess up. Didn't do it. So
repeal and replace Obamacare.
Yeah. Where are these policies? And then one last real quick thing on what you just brought up. When has it ever been a good thing when you're at odds with your allies and your adversaries are your best friends?
I know.
Yeah. Great, great call, Dick. Trigby, 3 minutes left to go ahead. 1 minute, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, as Amr says. 2 minutes, go ahead. You can talk about that, or you can talk about Jordan Love. Up to you.
Oh, he's not going to miss 6 weeks, thank God. I hope he's back for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how much of a cynic I've become, Todd?
Tell us, Trigby. How much of a cynic have you become?
I believe Matt LaFleur said, we're going with Malik Willis because they believe Jordan Love will be back either this game or next. And he needs to be back when they play Tennessee. Do you know why, Todd?
Why, Trigby?
Because I will be in the house, and I don't want to see Malik Willis play whatever Levis. Vernon Levis. I don't know what Levis's name is. It doesn't even matter what his first name is.
I want to know.
The guy lost to the Chicago Bears by throwing a pick six. And by the way, while I'm on my rant, hey, Bears fans, how's Caleb Williams looking? Four for 26 and 12 yards.
I just want to know who's the first player in the Packer huddle when Malik Willis calls some kind of a wacky play and somebody looks at him and says, what you talking about, Willis?
Exactly. You know what? He's not going to call any wacky plays because what the Packers' entire offense is going to be Jacobs left, Jacobs right, Jacobs up the middle. That's going to be their offense.
That sounds like
the defense needs to step up.
Sounds like old Richard.
By the way, hey, I want to hear your prediction again on Alabama and Wisconsin because you homers, when we did that, were busy.
I said, unfortunately, I think that Wisconsin will lose. It was, I think, Brady Ewing, right? Zomer said that they'd win?
Yes.
Yeah, Brady says they're going to win. I say they're going to lose. I hope Brady's right.
I want to be on more for your football talks with Brady.
All right, that's a deal. Trigby Olson, always a pleasure. Have a great week, my friend. Talk to you later. Stay tuned. Hour two of the All Ball Show is next right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
What you just made me do.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha, Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.